Have you ever felt scared for your kiddo to ride a typical school bus because you want them to have supervision to ensure that they get along with others, that they get off the bus safely? Have you ever felt nervous for your child to participate in PE due to physical needs that make it a potential risk? Do you ever think my child has communication needs or behavior needs, and I, as the parent, also need training to ensure that I'm able to create a smooth transition between home and school so that the behavior and communication needs are met, or that your child has a communication device and you need training on how to use that? These and more fall under what we call related services within your child's IEP. Related services encompass a variety of extra services a child with a disability may receive to assist them to access their education, to benefit from special education. Today, we're talking all things related services and how to get them for your child and where to find them on your IEP. Hello, special education strategist. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm a mom of three. I've sat at both sides of the IEP table. I've sat as a parent and a professional. The world of special education can certainly seem overwhelming, daunting, and scary, even for me as a parent. And I have that extensive special education training, but I've got you. So in my solo episodes of the Special Education Strategist, I am here to break down the IEP process and the IEP to help reduce the stress and empower you and ultimately your kiddo. What I've learned through my personal journey at the IEP table was to improve outcomes, be informed, be prepared, and become a partner with that IEP team. If you are new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize and take your special education worries to wins. So let's talk about related services. Related services are an additional special education service that a student may require in order to make progress on their individualized education plan or IEP. An area of need that's identified on the IEP does not automatically indicate that related services are required. Related services are required when a student needs additional support in order to make progress towards an annual IEP goal. Related service providers may have detailed knowledge concerning areas of need that require assessment or support and always should be consulted before developing that assessment plan. Assessment for a related service may not be added to an assessment plan without consultation from a representative for the related services. This is why I always encourage my parents to map out all concerns when asking for special education evaluation. Oftentimes, parents will say, well, I think they're just having a hard time with writing. Let's think through that. Let's think globally, what else could be impacting them? Executive function, getting around the school building, sensory, behavior. Think of the whole child when you present that information to the team so that they can ensure that they have the right staff there to hear your concerns and to help make decisions with you to support your child. Related services help your child with a disability benefit from their special education by providing extra help and support in needed areas, such as speaking or moving. Related services can include, but not limited to, are you ready? Some may surprise you. So speech and language pathology, audiology services, interpreting services, psychological services, physical therapy, occupational therapy, recreation support, including therapeutic recreation, early identification and assessment of disabilities in children, counseling services, including rehabilitation counseling, orientation and mobility services, medical services for diagnostic or evaluation procedures or purposes, school health services and school nurse services, and social work services in the school. Ooh, and last but not least on my list, and I did hint to this earlier, parenting, counseling, and training. That is a one to think about. So in the IEP process, related services should not be thought of as an area of need. Instead, related services may support an area of need. So for example, a student does not have OT needs, but has fine motor needs that affect educational progress and may require the support of an occupational therapist or the educational specialist. The discussion of related services is held after the student's strengths and areas of needs are identified, after goals are developed, and after necessary accommodations or modifications are identified. So with the exception of health, all sections of the present level of educational performance may include input from multiple IEP team members. So there is no area of the present level that is the sole responsibility of a specific related service provider. Remember, this is an IEP team. We're working as a team together collaboratively, we hope, to support that child. So for example, the speech pathologist, classroom teacher, educational specialist may all have input regarding that student's communication skills in the school environment. Looking at PT, OT specialist may have detailed knowledge about a student's motor ability, but a student's teacher or educational specialist may also provide input on how a student is navigating the school environment, how the student is using classroom tools. All of this will come together to determine if we need additional support through related services. How does that relate to our IEP goal? So if the IEP team determines that related services are required for the student to make educational benefit from their specialized academic instruction, the related service provider must be connected to a goal or goals that support student achievement in the classroom setting. Any staff or service providers responsible for implementing the goal shall be indicated in that goal section. So it's all outlined in your roadmap that we like to call your IEP. So keep in mind, related services help kids meet their educational goals, but these services aren't necessarily specialized instruction. Related services are typically part of a child's individualized education program or plan, that IEP. And some kids receive related services through a 504. So when it comes to federal law, the first two parts of the law provide a definition that are longstanding within IDEA. That's our federal law. So the last part that it mentions related services regarding helping parents acquire the necessary skills that will allow them to support the implementation of their child's IEP wasn't added until 1997. And it states to recognize the more active role of parents as participants in the education of their child is retained in IDEA 2004. So there you have it, folks. When you're thinking about related services, making that connection of how to ensure your child has access to learning, access to their education, to their environment, looking at present levels, goals, modifications, and how can an IEP and related services help benefit that child, help them access their education, their goals, the support, the achievement, the classroom setting. I want you to keep in mind that it's important for parents of students with special education needs to understand the importance of related services to help children benefit from their specialized instruction, their special education, by providing extra help and support in their unique areas of need. Again, I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm obsessed with helping families and professionals bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and build kick-butt IEPs. Thank you again for strategizing with me and spending your precious time listening. If you love what you heard, share this episode with a friend and give us a like and follow at Learning Essentials. If you're looking for free tips, head on over to learningessentialsedu.com and you can download free tips to prepare for an IEP meeting, plus bonus questions to ask your IEP team. If you need more special education support, visit learningessentialsedu.com, where we provide an individualized and systematic approach to supporting students with various learning needs and differences through academic coaching, educational therapy, and BrainCamp, our executive function model. Need IEP coaching? I got you covered. Visit Learning Essentials for additional information. Hope this helps make it a great day.